We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so here we go. It's our annual Don't Believe the Hype Draft Prospect segment. Now, this is a 4A produced segment, so I'm willing and open to criticism. So if you're on Twitch right now, when the segment is over, you can give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. If you if everybody collectively never wants a Don't Believe the Hype segment again, you can text in to 37937. And remember, Andy is part of this. Nick is part of this. Billy wants nothing to do with this.
Billy's the smart one.
Billy is
the smartest one in the room.
He's the smartest.
I know what to do in these situations.
And right. I wouldn't say I want part of it. I was open the thing and said, get this, and this.
Okay. I don't want to alarm anyone, but during the break, I asked one question about how this was going to go, and the response I received was, quote, I don't know, I didn't really think it out.
No, right. No, but usually that's when I get my best stuff, okay?
Organized chaos. This and again, is special teams, baby.
Humor me.
All right, Tommy Curran at 12 o'clock, too, by the way. Tommy. Don't miss that. All right, so here's how it works. We'll take a couple draft quarterbacks, okay?
Okay.
And we will hear audio clips from people, coaches, draft experts talking about that player. All you have to do is... either you believe the hype or you don't believe the hype. It's up to you. It's your decision. I don't want to lead you down any road you're not willing to go down.
Okay.
Okay? So our first candidate is former Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy and his former coach Jim Harbaugh on his attitude and personality.
They could be adulating J.J. and we love J.J. Or being booed, you know, or being hit. And then this killer comes out, and he's, whether it's good, whether it's bad, you know, he's got an extra gear, you know, especially when he's challenged. Don't
believe the hype. That's exactly right. Don't believe the hype. Because I have this rule, don't ever ask a little league mom how her son played, and don't ever ask a coach how his player played.
Yeah.
Like, do we remember when Dabo Sweeney said if you pass on Deshaun Watson, you're passing on Michael Jordan in the draft. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And little did we know he was passing on something else other than that altogether off the field.
He left that part out.
Yeah, he did. You're passing on like Michael Jackson and R. Kelly and all these other things.
Maybe
P. Diddy, all rolled into Deshaun Watson. But in this case, isn't this the great personality? Oh, he's got a fire. And also, was it adulation, if they're adulating him or something?
Either they're cheering for him or, like, you know, yelling at him. He says, I love the quote, a killer comes out.
Yeah, that's great. You know what that means? He's not that talented. Because I would harp on how physically talented he is, but I have to harp on his great personality, like I'm setting you up on a blind date with a girl who I know is not all that hot. Don't believe the J.J. hype.
Okay, well, that... comes out and he's- okay, that killer. was his former coach.
I know.
Okay,
the
hold
fraud.
On. That was his former coach.
Why would you ask him?
Let's ask another former player.
Hey, Christian, is your son good at football?
Well, see, I'm going to give you an honest answer. And the answer
is
yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we heard from his former coach, his college coach.
Yep.
Let's go to new Vegas Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce talking about Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
I think it's a very talented group. I mean, we interviewed most of those guys at the combine, had great conversations with them. J.J. McCarthy, you're talking about a national champion, a winner. So I don't know how he's not in the top three, if you want to be honest. Don't
believe the hype. Good news. We now know for sure that we don't have the former linebacker head coach saying the dumbest thing this week because Antonio Pierce took the dumb trophy for the week.
I'm with you on this one.
Didn't Mac Jones win a national title?
He did.
Correct? Didn't some who was the guy that won two at frickin' Georgia? What the hell is his name, that loser?
Stetson Bennett.
Fromm
and Bennett, both of them. They stink. Just because you win, is Robert Horry the greatest basketball player ever because he's got more rings than Jordan? That's up there on one of the dumbest things ever said. If I were a Raiders fan, that would be the moment I just had regret over who my head coach
is. I know,
is.
But he literally is playing a role. This is what
he's good at if it's playing stupid.
They all say the same stuff. They all do the same stupid stuff. He's a company man.
But what's his role?
He is a company man.
He runs the Raiders.
The company line in the NFL of these owners/coaches meetings in Orlando, wherever the hell they go, is to compliment everybody, over-exaggerate. Oh, look at this guy. He won the Biletnikoff Award. He won the Bolognese Award, given to the best Italian football player.
Go on.
Suddenly, he's in the segment.
Now he's
awesome
injured.
Segment. This is great. Your best work.
Oh, man. All right, so that was him. All right, now let's go. So far, so good. What do you got?
Oh, I like it.
Okay, good. All right.
We're not even to make it yet. A good game. I have to go the other way. So the info you're offering up to me, the contestant, you have to balance out at some point.
No, I think some of these.
I hadn't thought that out. That
just
far.
An honest answer is all we're looking for. Don't just play up to it. All right. So here's Herman Edwards because the next quarterback is Jaden Daniels who. Was coached, recruited by Herman Edwards.
Oh, no. Okay. This guy, he told us N'Keal Harry was good.
I know, but he never spoke to Bill, which is so weird to me. I still don't understand why a head coach wouldn't talk to another former head coach/player who recruited and coached the guy that he wants. Didn't do it. But anyways, all right, here's Herm Edwards on Jaden Daniels.
You know, you're going to be the guy that's supposed to resurrect this team, and there's a lot of pressure in that. But he likes that. I mean, he can handle that. He really can. It won't be too big for him. The thing he does is when he plays football, he understands at the quarterback position how important it is to protect the ball. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He doesn't turn the ball over a lot, right? So he gets that part of it. And that's the hardest thing for young quarterbacks, I think, when they come in the league. You know, they have the enthusiasm and they feel like I got to carry the team, and I got to make a play, and lo and behold, they turn the ball over.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe the hype. It's another coach telling me how good his guy is, even though he's a school removed from being his guy. He just blew up. And don't tell me Jaden Daniels doesn't put the ball in harm's way. He's a twig who likes to run and likes to get hit. You do that long enough, fumbles are coming, injuries are coming, you're putting your entire franchise in harm's way. He also benefited from two first-round wide receivers in Malik Nabers, who some people are trying to tell me is better than Marvin Harrison. Don't believe that hype either. Side gig. And Brian Thomas. He was throwing the ball up, it was underthrown, they would come get it. They were just better than the defensive backs they were playing. So is Jaden Daniels a fun player? Absolutely. But don't tell me he doesn't put the ball in harm's way, because he does every time he runs.
I was trying to find his passing numbers. Jaden Daniels, as far as harm's way, 40 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
That's good.
Okay.
Believe the hype.
How about rushing? 135 attempts, 10 touchdowns, and I don't see one fumble anywhere.
Yeah, but he takes hits. I'm telling you, you watch it. He takes too many hits for a guy who's afraid to step on a scale, literally was afraid to step on a scale at the combine because he knew it would hurt his draft stock. He takes too many hits.
Okay, so this is a two-parter. So that's the first aspect. Here's Herm Edwards again on Don't Believe the Hype.
And you look at this team last year, minus 14 in the giveaway takeaways. They had 18 interceptions, I think 11 fumbles, only scored 19 points a game. They struggled offensively. And here's the next part, and I think – that they'll realize these guys gave up 60 sacks. Now, he cuts down half of that with his ability to run, right? Because because he can leave the pocket and go make plays. So
don't believe the hype.
So when Herm Edwards is talking about these guys with all the sacks, he's talking about the Commanders. Just so you know who he's referencing. He's talking because the discussion was, hey, what about Washington at 2? Would they take Jaden Daniels? What could he do to help them? And, of course, Howell was sacked a lot. He was running for his life. And he says, listen, this guy's going to cut down on half of that just by his ability to run.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, so just how the sausage was made, I accidentally ripped the cord out of my headphones and a portion of that, so I didn't hear all of it.
Okay, but that's the meat of it.
Yes.
Yeah, he's believe the hype.
Believe the hype. Believe he is an athletic playmaker.
Yes.
Like, he can do some kind of magnificent Lamar Jackson-like things on a football field. So that part of it, believe the hype.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would say I specifically saw multiple games where he won games for LSU just by doing that.
Absolutely.
They couldn't block anybody. He ran for his life, and he's got track-type speed, and he would take a broken play and turn it into a 50-yard touchdown.
Absolutely. And
go look at go watch the Missouri game. Just watch the second half.
Sneaky in the Missouri game is because the corners were shutting down his receivers. He had to run. He also splits more guys than I remember seeing almost anybody do. Like, you know, you have the corner coming out and the safety coming in, and you're like, wow, they both have they don't have angles because that guy's faster than both of them. He splits them and he's gone.
Okay, so let's keep going. So the next one is Drake May.
Ooh.
This time, former NFL quarterback Chase Daniels, he's doing a lot right now in all these quarterbacks. He's breaking down the film. And the heading on this one for Drake May and his YouTube page was, Drake May is fooling everyone. Is fooling everyone with his quarterback play. Here's Chase Daniel.
Big, strong, country, honestly, reminds me a little bit of Phillip Rivers. He's very raw coming out. He had a really good year last year. This year, not so much. The offensive line was a huge issue. The receiver separation that he had to go through throwing the ball, the receivers were not getting open. A lot of it fell on his lap. But if you're an NFL team, you gotta love the upside. You gotta love the ceiling. I can't wait to show you it. He's got a strong arm. He's accurate. He's a lot more mobile than you guys think. And it'll be interesting to see where he goes in the 2024 NFL draft.
Don't believe the hype.
Believe this hype more than any hype that you have believed.
Oh, no. We found your favorite one.
And it's the most important hype here in New England, here in Boston, here where the Patriots have the number 3 pick, and Drake May looks like he's going to be on the board. I think the Phillip Rivers comp is doing him a disservice. He's better than that. He's Josh Allen. He can run. He can throw. He can create. He can improvise. He can play. He mentioned it. There were some issues with his receivers and his line. But for 2 years, he's been a high-end starting quarterback. Don't give me Mitchell Trubisky, one-year wonder, Zach Wilson, one-year wonder. Multiple years, he's been a top-5 prospect for the quarterback position. He can do it all. The upside, as Gerard Mayo told us, the upside is unbelievable.
Yeah, so sharing a brain on this one, because the first comp I thought of when Daniels talked about him was not Phillip Rivers.
No.
It was Josh Allen, specifically the positions they were in the year before they became a thing. Josh Allen, I can't remember, call it his, you know, redshirt sophomore year, had great wide receivers, had a good offensive line, was still, you know, creating on his own. The next year, holy crap, he was a disaster. He was literally trying to win every game on his own. It became a problem. He was erratic. He was undisciplined. because all his receivers left, and he was still trying to make the same plays to receivers that couldn't get open and a line that couldn't block. So he was forced to do more. So that was the comp that I was thinking of. So I agree with you on that part. Was Chase a two-parter? Was that it for Chase?
He had one on Caleb Williams.
Okay, ooh. So let's end with this one. Here's Chase Daniels on Caleb Williams.
Like with Caleb, I think teams are chasing that Patrick Mahomes-like magic in the pocket, right? Like he's really, really good in the pocket. He's really good at escaping and extending plays with his legs. I think that's something that it makes him the number one quarterback. Don't
believe the hype. Believe the hype. He has Patrick Mahomes-like characteristics. Now, I don't know if he's a dink. The biggest issue with Caleb Williams that's going to be answered is, what is he?
What's the dink factor?
Dink factor. Yeah. And that includes...
We should create that. Papa Dink. Trademark it.
Yeah. Papa Dink is also a question. Does he have a Papa Dink?
Papa Doc Dink was a character in a movie.
This is Papa Dink.
Okay.
A dink who's a papa. His papa.
Okay.
Big papa. And how much does that affect him? But the skills, he can do it all. He can do the Mahomes stuff. He can run. He can throw. He can create. He can throw crazy off angle. Does he do it too much? He's got a little bit of that. Like, just take the five. Your boy, Mac Jones, you never go broke if you always take a profit kind of thing. Caleb Williams could use a little bit of that theory because he tries to do everything at all times in any situation. But I think the comparisons to Patrick Mahomes are well deserved.
See, the problem I had with this one was exactly how he opened it. Everybody's looking for the Patrick Mahomes type.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there is a comp. It's like when people started recognizing Brady's characteristics and what made him so great, they took his pro characteristics that were sometimes obvious in college, and you can even go back and look at, you know, his mentality when he was in high school and be like, I want that guy. Well, there's a lot of guys that have those exact same characteristics, but they never turn into Tom Brady.
Like Mac Jones? You mean when Charlie Weiss told us, he reminds me of a certain sixth-round pick out of Michigan. Are you telling me there is anything similar between Mac Jones and Tom Brady right now? Now that we've lived the last 3 years?
Well, no. Listen, this is
Pouty McPout-Pout?
This is part of this what I call the draft community, okay? Now, there is a draft community that are responsible for all the narratives that are spit out every single day. Charlie Weiss is now part of the draft community, right?
Okay.
Mike Giardi, draft community. Zolak, draft community. Suddenly, he saw something with J.J. McCarthy at his pro day, and I would just add, and suddenly he's all on board, and everybody's, oh, look, Zolak said this about, J.J. McCarthy. It must be true. Always being fed some nonsense.
I'd like to see his phone records.
Okay. I'd like to see his tweets and his text.
Yeah.
Because I would say, and I know we got to get to the parlay and Tom E. Kern at 12. I have never heard from a scout or a coach who has left a pro day and off that pro day decided that was the guy for them. 65 passes in a coordinated, elaborated routes on air with guys that he has been throwing to for 6 months.
Right.
It's not how it works.
He went 70 of 72 throws.
Oh, stop it.
I'd be like, why'd he miss two? He should miss zero.
Right, right.
Remember the Manning
zero.
Remember they used to talk about Manning and Marvin Harrison in like their pregame warm up where they would never talk to each other, but they would do and then like move and do a different route, and every route was there was never discussion because they had done it. That's what it should be. There should never be a ball hitting the ground. They shouldn't even have to talk. They've been doing this for 2, 3, 4 years together on this same practice field, the same bubble in whatever university in the middle of nowhere. So those are so. But the opposite is true, right? You could leave a pro day and be real down on
yes.
a guy.
Yes.
If he's a dink, if he, you know, they could really hurt themselves.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.